You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to another demo of a game from Blindfold kid-friendly software. And in this demo, I'm going to show you what it's like to play Blindfold V-Ball, and that's V-E-E Ball, Blindfold V-Ball, on my iPhone here, of course, using VoiceOver. I just flick on the screen to the right to bring up the app.
Blindfold V-Ball.
And there it is, Blindfold V-Ball. One finger double tap on that.
Blindfold V-Ball. Our other games. Heading.
And as with all the other apps, we have a list of apps from the developer. And of course, you can turn that off in settings so you don't get the list every time you bring up the app. Click to the right.
Skip button.
There's skip this list. One finger double tap on skip.
Welcome to Blindfold V-Ball. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
So that's the main heading. So flick to the right.
Practice. Heavy ball.
Okay, so this is practice. Heavy ball.
Explore the playing field.
Explore the playing field.
Selected. Begin a game. Heavy ball.
Begin a game. Heavy ball.
Practice. Medium ball.
Practice. Medium ball.
Begin a game. Medium ball.
Begin a game. Medium ball. And I'm just going to flick through these games until we get to the next set of controls.
Practice. Light ball. Begin a game. Light ball. Begin a game. Random ball. Current game scores. Button.
That's current game scores. And then we've got
help. Button.
Help button.
Settings. Button.
Settings button.
Get upgrades. Button.
And get upgrades. Because once you've exhausted the coins in the free games, you need to purchase more coins, i.e. in-app purchases. So flick back to the left.
Settings. Button.
Flick back to the left.
Help. Button.
And one finger double tap on help.
Help. Help and user guides. Heading.
Help and user guides. Flick to the right.
Done. Button. User guide.
One finger double tap on user guide.
User guide. Heading.
And it's going to do a two-finger flick down to read the guide.
User guide. Heading. Done. Button. To exit from the screen, tap in the upper right corner. Overview. Blindfold V-Ball is a fully accessible arcade bowling game, inspired by skee-ball, for both sighted and visually impaired people, designed for rapid audio play. The object of the game is to roll your ball into one of the holes on the playing field. You control this game using iPhone gestures. First, in the main menu, select one of the V-Ball games. To play this game, you need to learn how to roll your ball, and learn how the playing field is laid out. To learn how to control the ball, start with practice, heavy ball. You get 9 balls to roll up a ramp. To roll the ball, flick up in the direction you want to send the ball. The faster you flick, the faster and more powerful your roll is. During practice, a woman tells you how quickly you flicked and how much power was in your flick. A man tells you, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the top gutter, how far your ball went. Experiment by changing the length of your flick, and bouncing your ball off of the sides. Once you have mastered flicking, it's a good idea to learn about the playing field. In each of the games, when you roll your ball, it first goes up a ramp, and then falls into one of several holes on the playing field. The harder to reach holes are worth more points. If you roll the ball too far, it will hit the top gutter, and you won't get any points. If you miss all of the holes, and the ball rolls back to the bottom gutter, you won't get any points. Otherwise, you get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or 100 points when your ball lands in one of the holes. The man tells you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how far your ball went. Each hole is at the bottom of a V-shape on the screen, and the V-shapes are lined up vertically in the center of the screen, from the top to the bottom. The top hole is worth 50 points, the lowest is worth 10 points. There are two small V-shapes worth 100 points near the upper left and upper right corners of the screen. If the ball hits one arm of the V, it will usually slide down that arm and land in the hole at the center of the V-shape. If all this sounds confusing, you can learn the layout of the playing field another way, using Discovery Mode on the main menu. That's described later. Now you are ready to play your first game. Start with Begin a Game.
Okay, and we'll stop it there. We touch the top right-hand side of the screen.
Done. Button.
One finger double tap on Done.
Help and User Guides.
And top right-hand side of the screen again.
Done. Button.
One finger double tap.
Practice. Heavy ball.
Now, in this particular game, it does actually help if you actually choose Practice. So I'm going to one finger double tap on Practice.
Practice. Heavy ball.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game. Practice. Heavy ball. Flick your finger in the direction you want to roll the ball. The faster you flick, the faster the ball goes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just do a quick flick up the screen.
Your flick lasted 0.1 seconds and had 90% of maximum power.
Ball went too far and hit the top gutter.
Ball 2, flick to roll.
Ball went too far and we heard what the maximum speed was and how long it lasted. I'm going to do a slow flick up the screen, or basically almost a drag up the screen, just above my home button to the top of the screen.
Your flick lasted 0.5 seconds, and at 46% of maximum power.
Distance 4 out of 10.
Ball 3, flick to roll.
Again, we got the time and the distance on how far it went. So this time I'm going to try and do in the middle, medium fast flick.
Your flick lasted 0.4 seconds, and had 64% of maximum power.
Distance 7 out of 10.
Ball 4, flick to roll.
Okay, and that'll do for the moment for the practice. So as you can tell, you've got to try and judge on how far you flick on the screen and how fast you flick. So it's how far and how fast, or slow for that matter. So it's going to do a three-finger flick up to come out of practice.
Selected. Practice. Heavy ball.
I flick to the right.
Explore the playing field.
Now, I'm going to let you explore the playing field. Basically, it's a way to see how the V shapes are set out on the screen. Flick to the right again.
Begin a game. Heavy ball.
And let's choose begin a game, heavy ball. Can finger double tap on that.
Begin a game, heavy ball.
Using one coin to play. You have 7 coins left. To get more coins, click get upgrades. To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, beginner game, heavy ball. Flick to roll ball.
Okay, so as you can tell, I've got 7 coins left in this particular free version of the game. So when I spend all my coins, I'll have to do an in-app purchase to get more coins to keep playing the game. So let's try a medium flick up the screen. So I'm going to start from just above my home button and flick up almost to the top of the screen. Here we go.
7.
30 points.
Oh,
ball
2.
Flick to roll.
Okay, let's see what happens if I do a sharp flick up the screen like this. Oh dear.
Ball rolled into the top gutter. No points. Ball 3. Flick to roll.
Okay, so one fast flick doesn't work. Let's try a very short flick. I'm just going to do it at the bottom of the screen and a very short flick.
Ball rolled into the top gutter. No points.
Okay, so let me just do another medium one again.
9.
Ooh.
Ball rolled into the bottom gutter.
Oh.
No points.
Okay.
Ball 5.
Oh
flick
dear.
To roll.
Okay, very badly here. Okay, let's try this one.
...100 points.
Oh, good.
Ball 6. Flick to roll.
So let's try not to flick up the screen.
100 points. Ball 7.
Okay, well.
Flick to roll.
So let me do another flick up the screen.
9.
Oh, dear.
30 points.
Oh, okay.
Ball 8. Flick to roll.
Let's keep playing. Flick up the screen.
Ball rolled into the top gutter.
Oh, dear.
No points. Ball 9. Flick to roll.
Okay, let me try a good one. Here we go.
100 points. You scored 360 points and beat your prior high score of 260 points. Congratulations. You should post your score to Twitter or Facebook by tapping the screen twice with 2 fingers. Swipe up to play again, or swipe up with 3 fingers to return to the main menu.
Okay, so I can play again, I can post to Twitter or Facebook. Oh, in this case, I'm just going to do a 3 finger flick up to return to the main menu.
Selected. Begin a game. Heavy ball.
And that's how you play Blindfold V-Ball. We just press the home button to come out.
Home. Blindfold V-Ball.
And that completes this demonstration of this great game.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.